KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Did you accidentally kerchunk on 2 meter simplex?
I did, yeah.
Well, I heard you that time. I don't have my squelch turned all the way down, so either we're getting closer or, I don't know, elevation changed something. Probably some of both. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was trying to scout that other one. I remember all the things I need to find and resolve. Just I haven't messed around with the radio and had to do that in a while, and I forget where to find all those little independent, you know, settings and things.
Yeah, and I can't change those settings because I have a 5100 with a blown-up head unit, so I get what I get. I can't change those things because it's required a touchscreen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You never end up saying that. Now, so didn't you say there was a guy up north somewhere over here, actually?
West side of the state. Yeah, I just, no, I kind of just keep forgetting. I got to get a hold of the guy, figure out what I need to do, pay him, and it's only like $150. Not a lot of money. Just got to send it out there. Just keep forgetting.
Roger, roger. Just got on to 10, by the way. Just did the loop. Yeah, I'd be good to get that thing fixed instead of buying a whole new one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't think we're any closer together. I just passed 144, so we're pretty much the same distance as we were before. So I don't know why Simplex picked up that time. That'd be elevation.
Oh, yeah, like, as soon as I sent you that text message, I could hear on the, you know, 14646, where it just, you know, made a little bit of a static noise, and then, almost like an oopsie, if you will.
Yeah, I was still on the other transceiver and the radio thing switched over, but yep, that was me. So yeah, traffic's moving. I got stuck for a little bit. Yeah, it's just, you know, slow moving traffic, nothing like backed up, but it's withered out now, back after, like, oh, I don't know, like, first run area, all of a sudden it just thinned right out. And there are lots of commercial motor vehicle enforcement cops out today, let me tell you. Boy, oh boy, they're pulling over a lot of semis.
I didn't really notice too much of that, to be honest. I mean, I seen a couple of them sitting on the side. Didn't really have anybody pulled over at the time. They were just sitting there by themselves. Well, we're definitely going to get a little closer right now. Kind of as soon as you do the loop around, looks like they're all under construction still and going about 12 miles an hour currently.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's fun. Well, at least, you know, not late or anything. But, yeah, there was one north 475 where you said he was just sitting. And then just a little bit ago, I saw one on the shoulder pulling a semi over. And then not a mile later, another one under a bridge, just tucked up in the grass, clocking semis going by. And then there's what's supposed to be another one up here, but I think that was one of the ones previous. It was parked on the map, but he wasn't there. But I've seen three for sure.
Oh, yeah, none of them had anybody pulled over when I passed them. Unless it was on the other side or something that I wasn't paying attention to. But definitely saw one or two of them in the grass over there. Actually, right, it's funny we're talking about that. Right now, right here on 10, that's why traffic's going so darn slow. It's actually, I think there's construction. It looked like it. They had the, you know, left lane closure sign. But no, there's a state guy. Got somebody pulled over, and that's why everyone's going so slow.
Yeah, everybody's got to see what's happening at the traffic stop. Got to slow down and look.
Man, I was incorrect. It is, left lane is closed pretty darn soon after you get on the 10. But actually, it's moving pretty quick, with the exception of that pullover.
Hey, did you happen to bring a 90-degree adapter for a drill?
No, definitely not. I don't even think I own one, to be honest with you. For what?
Oh, I thought I saw you had one before. I have one. I was going to grab it, but I forgot. Just for my mic, they actually make an adapter that goes on mine that turns it into, like, the mount style that you have. So I ordered that magnet mount. I was going to attach that to my thing and, like, basically put it in the same place you have yours because my truck's kind of laid out the same. So I was just going to do that if you have it with you, but it's not a big deal. It hasn't been like that for the radio, and it's going to be fine for another couple days.
I'm not following it. What do you need the 90-degree drill adapter for? Is that for the magnetic little mount thing, or what? Or is that for the actual mic?
Oh, yeah, for the mount to screw it in, like, up inside that cubby in the center console.
Oh, mine's not screwed in anything. Mine's just, like, 3M double-sided tape.
Oh, yeah. Could do that, too. Think about that. It has a screw hole, so my brain just threw it in, but 3M double-sided tape is a better idea.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Now, I'm trying to think back a little bit here. I'm staring at this thing right this minute. If I remember right, it came with the 3M double-sided tape, like, on that mount, and then there's a screw that holds, I think, the magnet to, like, the bigger circle, you know, metal portion on it. I don't think I drilled it in because I don't see me doing that on my brand-new truck when it was, like, 3 weeks old. So I'm sure I think mine came with the double-sided tape already attached.
Okay, I'll have to check. I don't know if I ordered the exact same one you have or not. I thought it was. I thought you sent me the link, but I also thought you said yours came in a two-pack, and I don't think mine did, so I don't know. Like I said, it's been sitting there since I put the radio in. It's not going to hurt it to go another couple days.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, we'll have to look once we, you know, get up there and everything. I would personally not like drilling holes into a brand-new truck like that, you know what I mean? Especially when 3M double-sided tape works so well nowadays.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't worried about putting a screw in where this is going to go, because if you took it out, you'd never see it, never know it was there, so I wasn't super worried about it, but, yeah, 3M tape's fine. That's my old truck. 3M tape held the mic in for 10 years, so.
Yeah, exactly. I actually ordered a new ProClip USA mount for the head unit on mine. I don't love where it's at, because even just like earlier when I was trying to figure out that other repeater, it's like just a little bit too far over, so it's kind of hard to reach and, you know, do what I need to do at times. So the clip that I ordered is going to attach kind of just below the actual screen. Ordered it a couple days ago. I haven't got it yet, though, but figured I'd try it out, and if I don't like it, I'll put it back to where it was. This is KRWA with KDTV Mobile.
Yeah, KDTV Mobile here. That's such a great idea for you. Hey, yours, I'm really glad. I mean, it was the only mount that I could get for my truck, really, but it's worked out so good for where my head unit is. I really like it. It's in the workspace, we'll call it, you know, right by the radio and everything, and it's out of the way at the same time, so I couldn't be happier with that four-clip mount.
Yeah, they sell a mount which basically would attach it in the identical position as yours, and actually there's a couple different manufacturers who make different versions. One actually attaches to like the vent right there by my column shifter, and actually uses like almost like a ram mount ball, so I could actually move it around a little bit. But then I'd have to deal with the wire going up and down, and I don't know, I'm going to try this other option first and see how it goes.
Yeah, I use two little, because I got a wire hidden in my dash once you get below the radio. So there's, oh, I don't know what, 6 or 8 inches of wire that's out alongside the radio. And I use those adhesive clips, which the adhesive stuck for about 2 minutes and came off, but the wire hasn't even moved, so I haven't even messed with it. It's just sitting there now. So, you know, it's good enough. But once I get the face fixed, I'm going to take it off so it doesn't sit in the sun, so I got to get those clips fixed so that the wire doesn't just move around every time I take the face off.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, my other kind of consideration was I use one of those windshield, you know, it goes inside your windshield. I forget what they're called. I think people call them like vent shades or something. But, you know, one of those windshield things that you put in there when it's real hot and sunny out. I use it pretty much almost every day at work when I'm, you know, during the summertime. So that way it just helps keep the temperature in the truck down, you know, a scotch. Not much, I'm sure, but a little bit. And I figured if my head unit was right there, I'd be banging it around all the time.
Yeah, I should actually probably get one of those. It'd be nice to have. When I pull up to my building in the morning on the days that I'm there, it's shaded, but then by 1 o'clock, it's full sun on that side, and it gets baked on that side of the building. And, you know, it'd just be good to keep the sun out of the vehicle. It's just better for the interior in general.
Yep, exactly. That's pretty much why I started doing it a couple of years ago. And the one that I have now is kind of annoying because it's very rigid and kind of folds into a bunch of spots. But they got some really, you know, soft style ones too that fold up real small. But either way, I think they help a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just having my windows tinted made a huge difference. So putting something in the black hole windshield would definitely make a difference for sure.
Yep. So, we'll see about changing where the head unit's at. It was kind of a back-and-forth thing even when I installed the thing. Like, I don't know if I'm really going to like it there. And I'll be honest, I really don't use the radios that often, you know, except for trips like this and stuff. But then when it's time to actually reach over and turn the knobs and push on the screen, it's kind of annoying where it's at. And if somebody hops in the passenger seat, they generally bump it anyway, so I'm going to move it.
Yeah, same here. I don't use mine that often, but it is nice, you know, every once in a while. Like I told you that one day I was driving up and ended up hopping on a repeater and had a good conversation for quite a while with a few different guys. So, no, it was cool. It was nice. I was glad that I had it then because it was a pretty slow, boring drive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we should come out with, I think we need to make a, dual band antenna, basically just like the one that you and I have in the front of the vehicle, because I think that would be sweet because it would probably be huge.
That would be cool, but it would perform like crap. But it would be sweet.
Yes, I understand that, but it would still be sweet. It would be huge. It probably wouldn't be very flexible either.
Or make one like out of a 270-millimeter mortar shell would actually probably perform okay.
There you go. All it takes is one little idea. Next thing you know, we're off on some crazy tangent.
Yep, I'm about a mile and a half here from getting on 10, and the GPS is showing that it's right up there. So it looks like it was, yeah, it shows it clears up again. So they must still be backed up a little bit where that speedy's got them stopped at.
Right on. Yeah, I'm just at the spot where it kind of splits where that exit goes off the left, and I'm going to keep going straight. It says I got 19 miles to go to the exit, and I got to stop at that gas station, grab a couple pops, and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I got to stop in there too. I grabbed my cooler, but I didn't make any other stops on the way out after, you know, walking downstairs and finding that there was standing water in the basement. That was good times, so... clean that up real quick and then get on the road.
Yeah, that's annoying. Were you able to grab your, the big stick?
Yeah, I grabbed it. That's all in the other room, so it was no deal. I grabbed that and I just rearranged all that stuff not that long ago. I threw out a bunch of stuff I had in there that I never used or anything in that room where I saw everything, so a little bit more organized in there now so I can just run down and grab stuff if I need it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm surprised you don't have one of those, you know, heavy-duty locking enclosures yet.
The problem is I have to go in my bedroom because there's no way to get it down my stairs. And when I said that, you know how that flew over.
That's true. I mean, it's also like you have some extra area in your house where you could probably put it besides the bedroom, too.
Area, but that it doesn't belong anywhere in the house, apparently.
Huh. Well, I feel like that's one of those things where, you know, one day she just needs to, you know, get home and go, hey, what is that doing there? And then you just, you know, oops, it just kind of magically appeared, and now it's too heavy to move again, and it's magically screwed down.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
We both think very much the same. After you give it so much, you know, attaboy efforts of trying to comply and be nice, like, nah, screw it, it's still going to happen anyways.
I see what's going on. I just told her yesterday, well, I'll tell you about that again, but I told her something else yesterday that she was like, what? No, she got all mad about something that I'm going to buy, and I was like, it's not really
your
business. So, yeah,
going to. Yeah, well, there you go. It is what it is at that point, right? Yeah, that's funny. I keep hearing, I think it's your radio. Is your radio making some sort of a beep, or is that the repeater?
No, it's my radio. I think something else might be up. Every time I key up, it's disconnecting my SD card and reconnecting the feed on the screen. Just started doing it.
You gotta remind me, where do you end up putting the whole main unit? Is that under your seat or in the back, or where is it at?
Yeah, it's in the back, like, pretty much under the back seat. There's a little cubby there, and it's in there.
Gotcha.
Pretty much out of range of that repeater. I didn't copy any of that one. Yep, didn't get much out of that. I got your QSL and your call sign on that one. So, yeah, I'll get a call here in a second. This is KABBB with KWA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. K KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, that's a double rainbow out there towards the Saginaw Bay City area, looks like. KF8BLX.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.